You're listening to Leaders Portfolio. We're in studio and also audiocast at leadersportfolio.com. I'm your host, Rebecca Blacksmith, here with the president and owner of Financial Investments, Mr. Craig Kendall. Welcome to Leaders Portfolio, Craig.
Welcome. Thank you.
Financial Investments is an investment firm in Herndon, Virginia. It acquires equities, private placements, memorandums, and other investments. Explain better what you do.
Really, our business is helping our clients generate commendable rates of return. And we execute that strategy utilizing alternative investments. To say the least, the last few years have been a very uncommon market. And our mission and our tagline is absolute returns in an uncommon market. Fortunately for us, we have generated absolute returns, although the disclaimer is past performance is no indication of future results. But I'm proud to report our company and our products for the last 5 years have generated a 21% return to the investors for the last 5 years. And as a result, we've received some national ranking. So I really credit our employees having the right product at the right time. Lots of hard work and luck.
And I have a friend who does real estate investment, and I was talking to him the other day. He said, no, we're doing great. We didn't lose any of our clients' money. And I thought, you know, that's talk about the bar in the last 2 years, right? That's now considered a performance indicator for success.
Yes. Well, I used to be able to say that. We have about 450 investors, and up until the end of last year, I used to be able to say that every one of our investors had been profitable with our product. But the end of last year was quite volatile, and we did lose some clients and we did lose some money. But we've stuck to our knitting, and I'm proud to report that we've recovered from 2008 and hopefully move on to bigger things.
Do you think we're over kind of the hump and it's going to get better, the economy, or you have a lot of thoughts on this?
Rebecca, I knew you were going to ask me that question, and everybody is looking in their crystal ball. And it's very fuzzy, to say the least. I think our country, our individuals, and our world, I think we have some very difficult times, not only in the coming year, but out in the future for the next 5 years. Yet as an eternal optimist, I believe that we can right-size our country and our world, and we can get back on track. But it's going to take a lot of hard work and being at the right time and the right place.
You received a ranking, or your firm received a ranking as a top 20 commodity training advisor in the Barclay Managed Funds Report. And so, and we're speaking with Financial Investments, and you founded Financial Investment in 1997.
Right, right. And it's really our product. We have a product called Financial Commodity Investments, and it's registered as a CTA, Commodity Trading Advisor. So we're registered with the regulators. And we do have about 350 investors from 42 states and 26 countries. And basically, we execute an alternative investment strategy on each and every individual account. We also manage some institutional money out of New York and Chicago and California. But once again, we're basically managing it on an individual basis. So the owners of these accounts can actually see the transactions that we're executing on a daily basis. We're not a daily trading firm, but we do execute transactions on a monthly and weekly basis on behalf of the clients.
And we're speaking with President and Owner of Financial Investments, Craig Kendall. And Craig, I want to get into your leadership philosophy.
Okay.
So what is your overall leadership philosophy?
Well, fortunately, our company made the Inc. 500 in 2008. We didn't make it in 2009. Our revenues were about flat. But we've executed a game plan, and if we do everything right, our revenues should double here in 2010. And if we do that, we'll make the Inc. 500. But first and foremost, I really give credit to our employees, and I'm an employee too, but we define our goals, and from there we set up an outline, and then we get down to the details. The devil's in the details. What's it going to take to give nothing but the best in products and services to our client? Number one, it's okay to make a profit on every client, every job, and every project. Number three, I think it's important that we have fun. We're a small firm, and I won't say like we're a family, but we all do get along with one another, and it's a good team atmosphere. If somebody needs help, we're all there to pitch in. And then lastly, we're very fortunate because our business is successful. I feel I and the rest of the employees feel strongly about giving back to those to those less fortunate, those in the community, give a philanthropic effort. As a byproduct, every quarter we review our goals and we go over what we did right, what we missed on, and what are our goals for the next quarter and the next year. And we just execute kind of as a team. And if we do everything right, our revenues will grow and we will execute those basic goals of growing the business, being profitable, having fun, and giving back to the community.
And I have this philosophy of the Panoptic Leader, which is, you know, a lot of us are successful. We're leaders in our area of expertise. And it could be an academic, it could be a school teacher, it could be a business leader. But I believe that beyond that, there are people who are Panoptic Leaders, which are people who are comprehensive leaders. So not only are they in their market sector, they give back to the community, they give back to their world, they give back to their employees, they mentor, they are mentored, et cetera. And so that's my philosophy. And it's something we were kind of talking off air a little bit
Rebecca,
about.
You are right on. You know, we work and we work hard. We work 8 hours a day. We're with our families 8 hours a day, and we sleep 8 hours a day. It's not a full-time job. But in what we execute as leaders, our employees are going to watch us, and you know, there are some difficult times in business, and you can see how people are turning and looking for what's the right thing to do. In your personal life, just in dealing with your family, with your church, with the Chamber of Commerce, with Rotary, you know, just do the right thing. Be honest, be ethical, be opportunistic, and people really, really watch you. And I think you feel a lot better as an individual if you do the right thing. I find many times I turn to our employees because they're the ones on the front line dealing with the customers. And I find I just ask them, what do you think is the best thing for us to do? And 9 times out of 10, that's our decision. So it's not so much my command decision making, but really I get input from everybody. And then I just want to make sure that we execute our business plan as ethically and as responsibly as possible, because people are watching you.
And your background is Washington Lee Business and Accounting. You have a bachelor's from there. And did you ever think, you know, hey, I want to do a business like financial investments someday?
You know, I did get an accounting degree. I wanted to work for the major accounting firms and become a partner, but they never hired me. But I did get my CPA. I've always been an investor, both in the equity markets and also quite heavily in the real estate market. I give credit to my accounting degree, and being a bean counter, I saw valuations in the real estate market peak in 2006, and I've always felt that valuations are based on the present value of cash flow. And when I saw how high the valuations were in real estate in 2006, I said, this just doesn't make sense on a cash flow basis. And so we sold all of our real estate in 2006. Call it dumb luck, but it worked out to be fine. Equally, in 2006, 7, and 8, we thought the equity markets were overvalued based on companies and the cash flow that they provided. And so we really sold a lot of our equity positions. And again, dumb luck as it may be, it's really worked out well. And really, that's what created Financial Investments and FCI. I've said, as an opportunistic person, there's got to be a way of generating commendable rates of returns for our investors, even as the financial markets tumble in 2008. And so that's kind of what we do with our products right now. And again, Rebecca, we believe it's going to be difficult economic times these next few years. Yet there are ways of executing absolute returns in these uncommon markets. And so that's kind of the business we're in now.
Do you have advice for a newbie investor who doesn't use you? What's the first piece of advice you say when you start out investing?
I think it's important that you set goals for yourself. And yes, it's okay to set financial goals, but I think it's important that you also set personal goals so that you feel comfortable with yourself, whether it be your relationship with a spouse or your family or your home or your career. I think it's important you really look at the big picture and incorporate your financial goals into all those other aspects of life. Hopefully, too, one of your goals is being involved in the community and really giving back in whatever small way you can.
And let's talk about financial investments over the next couple of years. What do you, well, actually, you know what? I'm going to ask you another question before that. You ran a hedge fund before, or it was a piece of your portfolio. I was reading an article in Bloomberg News in early 2010 about how hedge funds lost $350 billion in 2008. And so there's real shift there, and people kind of, you know, I know there's new ones popping up, but give me kind of your thoughts on hedge funds in general and then how they fit into what you're doing.
Well, we still have our hedge fund, and that's been going for 7 years. And again, we've generated absolute returns to our investors. It's a much tougher sell now because people think of hedge funds, they think of smoke and mirrors. And yes, there's been a lot of bad press with all that happened in 2008 and 9, but they still exist. There's a lot of big money out there, and we're looking to grow our book of business, being sub-managers to a lot of the New York institutional funds that are being run up there. What they want is good accountability, and keep in mind, these firms do quite a bit of due diligence, and I tell you, if you have all your T's crossed and your I's dotted, and run a good, clean shop, there's plenty of opportunity. And be quite frank, I see this as a big growth aspect of our business. Hopefully we can make the Inc. 500 as we capture some of those new accounts. But it is a tough sell. It's a tough sell now.
Tell me about what give me either one mistake you made as a leader or one bad business decision you've made or something like that.
I've had four employees leave me now, and three of them have started their own business, and some of them are competing against me, and I wish them well. And I look at what their revenue stream is, and I say to myself, I should have structured it so that I locked them in for the long haul. Because their revenues would have been our revenues. But with all that said, that's okay. I just keep looking forward and welcome mm-hmm. all these individuals that go out and now provide similar services to what we provide.
Interesting. In your market area, how has have the number of competitors increased over time, decreased in D.C.?
Well, a big aspect of our business is managing risk. We are using leverage to execute our absolute returns, and there is enhanced risk to it. And some of our competition has gone out of business because they were over-leveraged, and they lost basically all of their clients' money. And we did have a drawdown in 2008, but we right-sized, we readdressed it, and we've recovered everything in 2009, and we seem to be executing the absolute returns. But I'm very, very conscious of that. And really, that's kind of my job as CEO, is to make sure that we do stay ahead of the competition, do come out with additional products. And it's a hard aspect of business.
Well, I want to say thank you for joining us, Craig. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Rebecca. I think you have a great product and service that you're providing here and to the business community.
Great. Thank you so much. Craig Kendall, President and Owner of Financial Investments. I'm Rebecca Blacksmith, and I want to thank these sponsors for supporting leadership and teaching us all something. Sponsors of Leaders Portfolio include Dennis Cole Architects, WOW Services Group, Divine Inspiration Salon, Riverwalk, their development featured on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, and Hilton Garden Inn of Fairfax, Virginia, providing all your business meeting room needs. We thank them for supporting Leaders Portfolio. I'm your host, Rebecca Blacksmith, and we're going to take a break and come right back here talking to another leader.
Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith, now playing at leadersportfolio.com.
Be the first to know who won our Leaders Portfolio Awards. Visit leadersportfolio.com and sign up for our mailing list. Be the first to know if your company won the Leadership Business of the Year. Sign up for our mailing list. Host Rebecca Blacksmith speaks to organizations about leadership. Find out where on our mailing list. Learn about guest interviews and leadership advice. Visit leadersportfolio.com and sign up for our mailing list.
The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax Hotel near I-66 and 50 provides state-of-the-art guest rooms with complimentary high-speed internet access, a full-service restaurant, business meeting and banquet rooms for up to 300 guests with a professional staff that stays focused on the details so you don't have to, and full banquet catering. Call 703-385-7774 for guest rooms, meeting space, or special events at this award-winning hotel. That's 703-385-7774. The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax.